Spirtli ichimliklar do'koni oldida har kuni aylanib yurardim, dedi Bernard Barnes. U hayotining qora kunlari haqida bizga gapirib bermoqda. Kokain sotgani, har kuni o'q yemaslikka harakat qilib yashagani haqida gapiryapti.
Yeah, I've been standing next to a guy, bullet went right past me, shot him, killed him right there in front of me.
Bir yigitning yonida turganimda o'q shundoq yuzim oldidan uchib o'tgan u unga tekkan. Yigit ko'z oldimda jon bergan, dedi Barnes.
Come on in, man. Give me some love, bro. You alright? It's me, Paul, man.
7 yil o'tib, u New Jersey shtatining Newark shahriga, o'zi ulg'aygan mahallaga qaytdi. Narkotik va alkogolni tashlagan. Narkomanlar va jinoyat to'dalar a'zolari bilan ishlaydi. Ularni to'g'ri yo'lga qaytaradi.
Positive role model I try to be in my community. Role models, people that came from where they're at right now.
Mahallamdagilar uchun o'rnak bo'lay deyman. O'rnak deganida ilgari ko'chada yurgan, egri ishlar qilgan, lekin keyinchalik to'g'ri yo'lga o'tganlarni nazarda tutaman. Bunday odamlar boshqalarga yordam berish kerak, dedi suhbatdoshimiz.
Teenagers especially want to be organized, they want to be a part of something.
O'smirlar birgalashib jamiyatga foyda keltirishni istaydi, dedi Nyu-York shahar meri Ras Baraka. U bir yil avval lavozimga saylanganidan beri jinoyatchilikni kamaytirish ustida ishlab kelmoqda. AQShning boshqa shaharlari kabi Nyu-Yorkda ham so'nggi 6 oy ichida qotilliklar 10%dan ko'proq oshdi. Yaqinda 24 soat ichida shaharda 5 odam o'ldirildi.
In order to get attention here in this city, in America, in this country, you got to shoot somebody in the head, then you'll be right on the front of Channel 12.
O'zingga e'tibor qaratish uchun Amerikada birovni kallasidan otib o'ldirishing kerak. Shunda televiziyada ham ko'rsatishadi, gazetada ham sen haqingda yozishadi, deya kinoya qiladi Nyu-York meri.
You know, people giving up hope, they've given up on a chance of being successful.
Muammo shundaki, odamlar umidini yo'qotgan, muvaffaqiyatga erishishiga ishonmaydi, dedi Altarik White. Nyu-Yorkning jinoyatlar eng ko'p bo'lgan mahallalarida Umid markazi degan tashkilotni boshqaradigan odam. Bu yerda yoshlarga psixologik maslahat beriladi. Ular o'qish va ish topishda ham yordam oladi.
I don't think locking them up is locking everybody up is the answer. We have to provide services, we have to provide opportunities for young people to grow, we have to provide services.
Ularni qamash bilan ish bitmaydi, muammo hal bo'lmaydi, dedi Altarik. Yoshlarga imkoniyatlar yaratishimiz kerak. Hayotini yaxshilashda yordam berishimiz kerak, dedi faol. Nyu-Yorkdagi yana bir tashkilot o'qishni tashlab ketganlarga maktabni bitirishda yordam beradi. Jasmin Barnett, jinoiy faoliyat yagona yo'l emas. Yoshlar buni bilishi kerak, dedi.
I would love to be a role model for those other kids. And I do think everybody can change. I didn't think I could change at one point, but it always takes that one person.
Men bu bolalar uchun o'rnak bo'lishni istayman. Har bir odam o'zgara olishiga ishonish kerak.
You can't be afraid to give back and come in these neighborhoods and let these kids know that there's hope and that's what we're here for.
Right? I'm proud of you. Yes.
Thanks, T.
Sobiq narkoman va alkogolik Bernard Barnes vaziyatni o'zgartira olishiga ishonadi. Bu mahallaga kelishdan, boshqalarga yordamlashdan cho'chmaslik kerak. Bu yerdagi bolalar umid bilan yashasin. Biz esa bunda yordamlashaylik, deydi u. Navbahor Imamova, Amerika ovozi radiosi uchun.